You are witnesses of these things. Our Lord says to his followers, all of his followers, not just the apostles on Easter Sunday, but to each one of us, for we are also witnesses of the resurrection. We have the benefit of the scriptures. We have the benefit of that hindsight, which is 2020. We can look back and see the doubt on the faces of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. We can see, in a sense, how beside herself and in a certain way how silly St. Mary Magdalene was, not because of her love and her sorrow, but because our Lord was so near and yet she didn't realize it. We can look back and see with 2020 sight how the apostles had failed our Lord, how he had to approach them and make it so clear to them that they should have known better, and how they probably kicked themselves as the disciples on the road to Emmaus in a certain way did, and how many of the apostles may have that day when our Lord came among them and let them see his wounds and ate the fish in front of them and then opened their mind to the scriptures, and they realized that indeed he had foretold all these things, that the whole of sacred scripture had prophesied the coming of the Messiah and his suffering, and that he would suffer and rise from the dead. We can look back and see all of this and somehow count ourselves as outside of the whole thing, but in reality, we have a greater burden of responsibility precisely because we can look back and see the mistakes of our fathers and how they corrected themselves and lifted themselves up and truly became witnesses of the resurrection. You are witnesses of all these things, our Lord told them. And to fill the space of Judas, after some time, they would find someone else to fill his place who was indeed a witness of the resurrection. Each and every one of us is a witness. In the Greek, that's martyr. We are called to be martyrs for Christ, witnesses of the truth that he has come among us, has suffered, died, and has been raised from the dead. When we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we are witnesses of the resurrection, and we see the same signs that the apostles saw, and we have the benefit of that faith, which is 2020. We have the benefit of understanding the whole of Christian revelation and the whole of the history of the church, and we are able to see how, in fact, God does in fact always win in spite of the trials and tribulations that his followers enter into and that historically the church passes through. We are able to see the victory at hand, and we have the pattern set before us by Christ, by his apostles, by all of the witnesses, by all of the martyrs who were faithful to Christ under death. And so today, on this Easter morning, in this octave of Easter, as we approach the altar of the Lord and receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity into our bodies and into our souls, we beg that we truly might be witnesses to the resurrection, to the power of Christ, that our faith may be strengthened and unwavering in the face of trial, that we might be courageous and steadfast in our fidelity, as our Lord himself was, as the Blessed Mother was. And we beg Our Lady to be with us now in the cenacle, so to speak, as we celebrate the Mass, that she might help us to be witnesses, she who was the first and greatest of all the witnesses, of all the martyrs, because she did listen to our Lord and hear and believe. May our faith be strengthened as we witness the power of Christ in his glorious resurrection that we have before us in this holy sacrifice of the Mass and in the Blessed Eucharist. Amen.